Come win is in studio. All right. Good morning.
Hey. What's going on?
So there's only two of the Come Win guys this morning. I just want to know, did you guys draw the short straws or the long ones?
Oh. Or was other people working or did they have something?
Yeah, everybody else is working. John and I are stoked out of our minds to not be working.
Good.
Right.
Absolutely.
Good.
This is great.
Fantastic. So it's been, I don't know, like a while since the last time we sat down and chatted.
Absolutely.
What have you guys been up to for the last 10 months, however long it's been?
Making an album, man.
Okay.
That's what we've been doing.
Well, you kickstarted it.
Absolutely.
Let's walk back to that. Obviously,
I'm
the Kickstarter.
I'm going to hand Obi a copy of the album, too.
Yeah. So obviously, the Kickstarter was successful. How did you feel about doing Kickstarter?
Kickstarter was great. I mean, first of all, it's awesome to see that many people invest into what we're trying to do.
Sure.
That's like a crazy encouraging thing. It's also really stressful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like seriously, I think a lot of bands do Kickstarters, but maybe they already like have a plan for how to fund the album.
Sure.
We had at that point there was no plan B.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was kind of like,
some people don't realize, even with Kickstarters with some bands, they might have a label that kicks in so much money
or an anonymous backer
or supporter. Yeah. And so you guys had a lot. I mean, you had all of it running on it.
Yep. Yep. So I think like the whatever 30 days that lasted were about some of the most stressful.
Really?
But the awesome thing was like seeing it, you know, towards the end of that campaign was just mind-blowingly encouraging, because there's just so many people that contributed to it. They wanted to hear this record, so
yeah,
that's awesome.
So was it one of those things where like you were halfway there for 29 days and then on the last day like it all kind of piled
in? Absolutely.
Just enough to make you super nervous.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, most Kickstarters it seems go that way.
Yeah.
And as some people that maybe raise money for another nonprofit endeavor, I can tell you that
we understand that as well.
Pretty much wait until the last day. So
yeah,
like, but that it means a lot. Happens.
I mean, it's nice to interact with fans, you know, on Twitter, and you see them in a concert or on Facebook. But then to really be a fan and step up and support the album, I'm sure that means a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What were the kind of things you had to do for incentives? Because, like, it's incentive time, right? Are you guys, like, mailing things out?
Yeah, we just did that. We just packed up all the Kickstarter things and sent them out.
And how long did that take?
Long time.
Yeah. Luckily, we all have wives to help us.
Yes. Yeah, help support.
Yeah, on Friday, last Friday, we had this, like, get-together at the practice space where all of our wives came, and we just packed envelopes and got things ready to ship. So
some people didn't respond with their addresses, so we're like trying to find any way to contact them.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, we want to give you your stuff.
Yeah, make it easy, please. And it's also the time where it's like, outside of that, who uses the post office in such a big way instead when it comes to incentive time?
Yep.
So what was the, like, of all the incentives that got picked up, what was the craziest one? Because obviously, you know, it was like, hey, $10, you get the digital album or whatever. So,
and
like,
I'm seeing smiling, so you know the answer. What was the big incentive?
Well, I think there was one that was thrown out.
Absolutely.
That we didn't use.
Absolutely.
And it was Ben's car.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. We thought about, but Ben like did some research and decided it would have been a bad idea.
But we thought of like other things to do with Ben's car because he was trying to get rid of it. So we thought about having like a super high tier that was just like, drive Ben's car, like watch, like push Ben's car off a cliff. It would be like
legal-wise, though.
Exactly.
We don't want this to take outcome wind.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aw.
So you skipped out on Ben's car. What'd you settle on?
I think my favorite tier was I sing and play guitar in the band, and I build guitar pedals.
Okay.
It's kind of like a hobby of mine. And one of the tiers we only did five of them. We only actually did four. And one of the tiers was I built a little guitar boost pedal.
Mm-hmm.
I think turned out really cool. They have like our little logo insignia on it. So I did four custom pedals for people. So that was a pretty fun one.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
So we're talking to the guys from Come Wind about their Kickstarter rewards.
Yes.
And their
and
brand new album.
It.
Yeah. They survived.
Alive.
This is good news. Come Wind still with us.
It means you guys made it to two breaks
good
with
for
Come
you.
Wind.
Good for you.
Very good.
So I have the new album Move in Place in my hand. What's on the cover? Like, whose house is that?
Is it someone's house? Is this...
It is not, actually. It's
doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Yeah, it actually was demolished.
Sweet. So you took the picture before they tore it down?
It's a ghost house.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. Actually, that's for this album, we really wanted to do our last two EPs were like illustrations,
uh-huh.
So like hand-drawn stuff. We really wanted to do like an actual image this time around, and we have a super good friend named Matt Day who does photography,
mm-hmm.
and we had him listen to the album once all the tracks were done and just kind of like think about how it made him feel, like what he thought about when he was listening to the album, and he sent back some ideas of, hey, this is pictures that I think could relate to the album, and
uh-huh.
when we saw that one, we were like,
that was it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
it's kind of, I would describe it as like a
it's an old farmhouse.
An old farmhouse, yep. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I jumped right in and told you what I thought about it.
No, you know what? That's fine. That's fine. We always think the same anyway. So Move in Place is what you have a chance to win all day today for the New Music Friday. And then you guys, you're doing your album release show, but that will be in a few weeks?
Yeah, it's December 12th in Akron at a venue called Musica.
Sweet.
Akron,
I'm actually
Ohio,
familiar with
for
that.
Those outside the Radio U Ohio area.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah, sorry.
Just in case, I want to be specific.
Are there only one in Akron? I think there's only one. For, yeah,
sure. I'm sure, there's one in every state.
You'll think there's not, but there probably is.
Yeah, there probably is,
is
something sure somewhere. Sure. And then you guys are doing the Christmas show coming up in December,
mm-hmm.
Which details are posted through radiou.com, and that's in the Dayton, Ohio area, and that will be with The Orphan the Poet.
Yes.
And did
yes.
you do the Christmas show last year?
We did, actually.
Okay, so it's yeah. a comeback. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk percentages. Christmas show, non-Christmas show. How much Christmas content do I get at your Christmas show?
Oh, I don't know, man. We've only ever done like one Christmas song ever, so...
That's a low percentage.
That is absolutely.
It's
you
very
know,
low.
Not everybody in the band, I won't mention names, but not everybody's really into Christmas music. So even when we did that one Christmas song, it was like pulling teeth to
They're
get
not happy
Dude,
about it. Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you right now. Like, there are some new guys here at Radio U that you haven't met yet. And both of them, when they saw the Christmas decorations, I'm not going to say one of them was outright antagonistic and the other was passive aggressive.
About it. We wanted more excitement and we didn't get any of that.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where like, we're now hiring. So if anybody's.
Wow.
Well, we're not going to specifically put it in the ad that you must have some Christmas spirit, but we need a little bit more.
I'll just say that you don't have to have it, but it's a bonus.
It's a bonus. That's right.
And it could endanger your position down the line. So, okay, with the album, it's now in hand. What's the feeling? Like, the Kickstarter stuff is done. Now the album's out speaking for itself. Is it nerves, relief, party? What how do you feel about it?
I feel great, man. I mean, I think there's a certain sense of, like, there is a little bit of relief, but mostly just excitement.
Yeah.
You know, we've been waiting to get these songs out for a long time. So I think we're just... ecstatic about moving forward and having people hear all these new songs.
Okay. Now, let's talk. I mean, we did talk about shows that were coming up and stuff, but
other
know, have
big
you,
thing,
what is
music
it?
Video.
Yeah. You guys have a music video that's playing on Radio UTV. So who did that for you? some dude.
His name's Roman Luck. That's what he goes by.
Yes.
His last name's really weird.
Yeah.
So you just call him Luck.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Super, super duper cool dude. He did a video for The Orphan the Poet. He did
okay.
Their last one, I think. But super awesome dude, like so talented, and super down to earth as well.
Okay.
Our favorite thing about the video, personally, like we've done some music videos before. We did some for the last EP, and both of those, which are awesome, they're like really dark and like, you know, it's like the song content like fits that.
Sure.
But we wanted to do something that was like really bright and like energetic and cool, and I think he really nailed that video. So we
yeah.
really like it. Yeah.
Right on. Well, that's like you said, it starts on radiou.tv today. And then you can also see that I know it's on their YouTube channel, and you guys have a lyric video too.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually have a couple of those.
Oh, okay.
That we did. And yeah, those are all on our YouTube page. They're linked through Facebook too and all our other social media sites as well.
Cool.